time for the news from Steve Thompson, your Country Financial Representative, located on the square in West Texas. Carterville police are sending out a warning after a Carterville business fell victim to a phone scam. Carterville Police Chief Heather Reno says a scammer called a business on Friday, pretending to be a representative from Western Union. The caller said the owner needed to update their account. Then the caller directed the owner to unknowingly put money into a scammer's bank account. Investigators say if you use Western Union, call them directly before following any instructions. Reno did not say how much money the business was scammed out of. Frontier Community College will be closed for Christmas break starting Tuesday, December 19th, and will reopen on Monday, January 2nd, 2018. Anyone still needing to register for classes needs to visit the Student Center or call as soon as possible. Campus hours are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. To register for a course, call Frontier Community College at 618-847-3711. You may also register online at www.iecc.edu/fcc. Classes for the 2018 spring semester will begin on January 8, 2018. The Bobcat Den will be open over Christmas break, with the exception of Christmas Day. Hours for the Bobcat Den are Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday from 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Single and family memberships are available for purchase and can be used immediately. Frontier Perks, the coffee house located inside the Bobcat Den, will also be open over break, with the exception of Christmas Day. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The public is welcome to stop by during happy holiday hours from 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. for half-price beverages.
The Florida Keys are open for business despite the wrath of Hurricane Irma back in September. I'm Jonathan Smith, owner of four radio stations in the fabulous Florida Keys. Our highway-accessible island chain off the southern tip of mainland Florida is known for sport fishing, diving, snorkeling, and our tropical weather. You can help us by vacationing here. Our economy depends on tourism. Check out keysstrong.org to see how to help otherwise. That's keysstrong.org. Thanks to this radio station for helping us spread the word about the fabulous Florida Keys.
The Fairfield Lions Club needs your help. Saturday, January 13th, the Fairfield Lions Club will be collecting Christmas lights that no longer work. The collection site will be at the Contiki Senior Center from 9 a.m. until noon. In addition to Christmas lights, the club will also be accepting donations of eyeglasses, hearing aids, empty ink cartridges, cell phones, soda tabs, and keys. These items will be recycled and the proceeds used to help fund Lions Club programs throughout the state. For over 40 years, Lions Clubs have helped fundraising for the 13 programs and services that the Lions of Illinois Foundation provides to communities throughout Illinois, which includes assistance of the visually and hearing impaired. Any donation made, whether big or small, is greatly appreciated. For more information, contact David Savage of the Fairfield Lions Club at 618-516-1229. Illinois State Police and Woodstock Police Department are seeking additional information related to the 2010 disappearance of Bernadetta Beth Bentley. On May 23, 2010, a friend reportedly dropped off Beth Bentley at an Amtrak station in Centralia, Illinois. Bentley was reportedly taking a train back to her home located in Woodstock, Illinois. Bentley did not return home and was reported missing. Information was developed which led the ISP to a rural location in Jefferson County. On December 4, 2017, suspected human remains were recovered on the location. Investigators are working to positively identify the remains, which were badly burned. The ISP and Woodstock Police Department are actively investigating Bentley's disappearance. Anyone with information about the disappearance of Bernadetta Beth Bentley is encouraged to contact the ISP at 618-542-2171 or the WPD at 815-338-2131. This is still an open and ongoing investigation. No further information is available. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner made a surprise stop in Fairfield Thursday afternoon, touring the Elastec Marine facility. Rauner used the stop to call on Illinois lawmaker to set law terms on legislative office holders, cut regulations on businesses, and roll back the recently imposed income tax increase. Rauner told employees at Elastec that an improved business climate in Illinois would result in a higher wages for workers. He also promised to promote Elastec around the world as he meets with international leaders. Elastec is a world leader in manufacturing and distributing of oil spill response equipment, including oil boom, skimmers, and trash boats. The Fairfield facility primarily manufactures oil spill contaminant boom, which is shipped to locations around the globe. Before making his stop in Fairfield, Rounder had met with economic development leaders in Mount Carmel. After Fairfield, Rounder headed to DuQuoin, where he said he planned to stay for a couple days before returning to Springfield.
We have Boys Basketball Tuesday on WFIW 104.9 as Fairfield hosts Lawrenceville. The broadcast 7:30 p.m. Tuesday with pregame information. Mules Basketball is brought to you by Rush Appliance and Furniture, FNB Fairfield National Bank, Ivy Tech Community College, Wabash General Hospital, Fairfield Banking Company, Vaughn Automotive and Click Lube, Garmin Trucking, Frontier Community College, Moreland Bishop McDonald's, and Car Corral Polaris. It's the Mules in Lawrenceville, 7:30 p.m. Tuesday on WFIW 104.9.
Do you have a photo you cherish? Let Fairfield Printing and Graphics help share your favorite digital photos in a big, beautiful way by giving canvas prints as gifts to family and friends. At Fairfield Printing and Graphics, you can turn baby and family portrait, engagement and wedding photos, memorable vacation shots, and much more into stunning canvas pictures that anyone would be proud to display in their home or office. Go to Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive for whatever you need, or give them a call at 842-4048.
Crude oil is unchanged from yesterday at $50.25. 88-year-old Loretta Hoffey of Fairfield died Friday, December 15, 2017, at Aperion Care in Fairfield. She was a housekeeper for Nail's Funeral Home for 42 years and attended the First General Baptist Church. Loretta is survived by her son Bob and wife Linda Hoffey of Wooster, Ohio, a daughter Vicki Hoffey of Fairfield, one sister Beverly Downs of Fairfield, three grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and two step-great-grandchildren. Services will be held for Loretta Hoffey at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, December 19th at Nail's Funeral Home with burial at Coontz Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 p.m. until the time of service on Tuesday. Online condolences can be made at www.nailsfuneralhome.com. Kenneth L. Hodges, 79, of Fairfield, died at 1:27 p.m. on Saturday, December 9th, 2017 at St. Mary's Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon, Illinois. He had worked for the Federal Aviation Administration in air traffic control for 37 years. During that time, he taught at the Air Traffic Control Academy in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma for 2 years and was a data systems operator over automation in Houston, Texas for 17 years. After his retirement from the FAA, he returned to Fairfield and worked for Stanley Real Estate for a few years. He was a member of the First United Methodist Church in Fairfield, where he served as a sound man for over 10 years. Survivors include his wife Linda, two sons Lonnie Hodges of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Zane Hodges of Fairfield, and one sister Opal Jackson of Fairfield. Per his request, the body of Kenneth Hodges is being cremated. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, December 19th, 2017, at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. There will be no burial at this time. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorials can be made to the Fairfield Public Library and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. Clara Lanille Edwards, 101 of Carmi, Illinois, formerly of Enfield, Illinois, died Thursday, December 14th, 2017 at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. She was born January 18th, 1916 in Carmi, the daughter of John P. and Eunice M. Griffin. She was married to Chelsea Noble Edwards on November 2nd, 1935, and he preceded her in death on October 19th, 2000. They were married for 65 years. Lanille was a member of the Emmanuel United Methodist Church in Carmi and a member of the Eastern Star. She was also co-owner with her husband of several business ventures, including Edwards Feed Store, Edwards Fertilizer and Chemical, and Edwards Insurance Agency. In her leisure time, she enjoyed fishing, traveling, playing cards, and her pet dog and cats. Survivors included grandchildren David and Joyce Edwards of Carmi, Michael and Audrey Ann Edwards of Manassas, Virginia, great-grandchildren Caroline Edwards and Elizabeth Edwards, great-grandson Christian Morin. She is preceded in death by her parents, husband, son Gary Edwards, three brothers, and one sister. Visitation is 5 to 8 p.m. Thursday, December 21st, at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Funeral is 11 a.m. Friday, December 22nd at Cook Funeral Chapel with burial in Enfield Cemetery in Enfield, Illinois. Memorials may be made to the Carmi Lions Club and will be accepted at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Mark S. Pruitt, age 55 of Carmi, passed away Tuesday morning, December 12, 2017 at his home. Mark had worked for Carmi Township. He is survived by his mother, Eudine Paul of Carmi, sisters Angela Greathouse, Kathy Davis, and Sherry Osborne, brother John Pruitt, several nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Funeral services for Mark S. Pruitt will be held at 1 p.m. on Sunday, December 17, 2017, at the Steinbeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi, with burial in Kirkendall Cemetery. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to services at the funeral home. Online condolences may be left at SteinbeckFamilyFuneralHome.com.
WFIW 104.9 will honor an area student athlete each week as our Athlete of the Week. Our winner each week will be featured on our website at WFIWradio.com. Plus, he or she will have bragging rights as the WFIW Athlete of the Week. You can submit your nominations at WFIWradio.com. Just go to the website and click on the Athlete of the Week banner. Winners will be announced each Wednesday during the WFIW Morning Show with Mark and Tom.
What do you want for Christmas this year? What do you need for Christmas this year? Shoes and boots are a common forgotten item on that Christmas list, so I'm here to remind you. Hi, this is Tracy from Grundman's, 906 North 7th Street, Vincennes. And whether it's a new pair of shoes for work, for going out, or just for fun, be sure everyone knows that you want a new pair of shoes from Grundman's this year. And if you can't decide between Red Wing, Tony Lama, Clark's, New Balance, Sass, or any of the other many styles we carry, let me suggest a Grundman's gift card for you. May all your wishes come true, and have a Merry Christmas.
Now time for a look at sports. In local sports, boys high school basketball games, Sisney over Grayville, 57-42, Crab Orchard over North Clay, 68-50, Gallatin County over Red Hill, 65-47, Weber over Wayne City, 46-43, Nashville over Benton, 52-50 in double overtime, Cesar over Christopher, 74-61. Evansville over Vincennes, 59-54. Thompsonville over Alvarado, 52-51. And Murfreesboro over Sparta, 56-35. With the 64th annual Conrad Allen Tournament concluding, first place goes to Weber, second place Wayne City, third place Gallatin County, fourth place Red Hill, fifth place Crab Orchard, sixth place North Clay, seventh place Sisney, and eighth place Grayville. Now look at national sports. In the NBA, Portland over Charlotte, 93-91. Cleveland over Utah, 109-100. New York over Oklahoma City, 111-96. Miami over LA, 90-85. Houston over Milwaukee, 115-111. Phoenix over Minnesota, 108-106. San Antonio over Dallas, 98-96. And Boston over Memphis, 102-93. In the NHL, New York over Boston, 3-2. Edmonton over Minnesota, 3-2. Ottawa over Montreal, 3-0. New York over LA, 4-3. Nashville over Calgary, 2-0. Tampa Bay over Colorado, 6-5. Philadelphia over Dallas, 2-1. St. Louis over Winnipeg, 2-0. Carolina over Columbus, 2-1. Washington over Anaheim, 3-2. And Pittsburgh over Arizona, 4-2. In the NFL, Detroit over Chicago, 20-10. And Kansas City over LA, 30-13. Now time for your Classic Hits forecast. Today, showers likely, mainly before noon, cloudy with a high near 44, chance of precipitation is 60%. Tonight, areas of drizzle and fog, cloudy with a low around 41. Monday, areas of drizzle and fog before noon, cloudy with a high near 52 and a low around 42. We play the best music around with your Classic Hits station, where WFIW 104.9 FM.